Spirit, letting the terms for Spirit guide to heal. According to the research done by Helen Wright, she states there are 50 words used in science and health to describe spirit, and there are 22 to describe the opposite of spirit. This recording will be utilizing a number of both the positive and the negative words in order to explore how a focus on these terms and what they are intended to mean in their spiritual nature, or in the case of the opposites, the alternate counterfact that the word is intended to convey, in order to lead us for healing. The real purpose in looking for guidance should be the opposite of what was just stated. Looking to the Bible as a core statement, and of course Mary Baker Eddy has expanded on this throughout the textbook, and that is to seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Solomon, who apparently to this day was the wealthiest man that ever existed, looked for one thing from God, and that was wisdom to judge his people properly, fairly, and honestly. There was no clue when he communicated with God that he was seeking anything else whatsoever. One of the most successful businessmen in today's era wrote a book on the art of the deal, and he said that his focus had to be on the art of bringing all the parties together in a way that would satisfy each one individually. He specifically stated that if he had focused on the money that was expected to be received as a result of the business transaction and whatever it was in maintaining the business and then reselling it or whatever, or building it up or renovating whatever needed to be renovated, he didn't address the money aspect at all, but to the contrary, specifically stated that had he focused on the money, he was absolutely certain it would have been a failure. So here we have one of the most successful people in our era of business stating the focus must be on the principle of having everything balanced and working for everyone concerned, and not think about the money. Also, as a follow-up, just to make sure that it's clear, the kind of business he was in enabled the ones who were using the business to vote on their favorite place to do business with that was in that topic area of what his businesses were involved in. And the individuals using the business were the ones that voted on it. And in every case, he came out number one in competition with all the other businesses that were of a similar nature, offering similar services. And in each case, he was number one because the customers were so happy with the service and the quality of what they received when they were doing business with that company, that they said, this is my number one choice. Now, obviously, all these things shall be added to you, happened. He became very wealthy. The business was very successful. It involved in locations around the world. It involved all these different cultures, all the different kinds of regulations that each different country and regional area imposed on anyone doing that kind of business. So the variables involved were enormous, but he had such a unique talent to negotiate in a way that enabled all parties to be totally satisfied, because he was looking to the satisfaction of the participants involved. Not his satisfaction, not his profit, but their satisfaction. He did the same thing Solomon did. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Well, he sought first the principle that would be balanced, that would help everyone according to what their desire was. Mr. Rawson states that the one thing that we should be focusing on in life is to make other people happy. Other people happy. He doesn't say, look in the mirror and how happy am I? It's to make other people happy. He says, do whatever you can to make other people happy. Now, obviously, he was not only one of the most successful practitioners that this planet has ever known, although Mr. Tesla has stated over 100 years ago that this is, or about 100 years ago, I guess, that Earth is not a planet, but it's a field of electromagnetism. This, of course, is exactly along the lines of Mary Baker Eddy stating there is no matter. So it is not made up of what is defined as matter. So when we really want to have a healing, what do? We forget about the healing. If we want to make a deal, forget about the money. Feel that we should have a new companion or an additional companion or a business associate or whatever it is. Forget about that. We need to think about where is the common thread that connects everything that's needed to make it all balanced and harmonious, looking from a spiritual viewpoint. That's what we need to do when we think about these 50 terms for spirit. Where is the connection? And Helen Wright does such a beautiful thing in showing how the terms are connected and how they flow from one to another. So let's take a look at a few of these and see how we may want to let them guide us for a better understanding of God, because that's really our goal. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. One of the first things we want to think about is one of the leading words that Mary Baker Eddy uses, which is substance. So if we are thinking about anything that we can see, hear, feel, touch, or smell, we immediately, from a personal sense standpoint, look to something that is opaque. But is that real substance? Real substance is spiritual. It's made of spirit. which means it is invisible, it is not opaque, but the opposite of matter. Matter is a theory. Spirit is the fact. There are four terms that are considered the operators of the divine system of metaphysics. And those are the Word, Christ, Christianity, and science. Just like mathematics uses the terms add, subtract, multiply, and divide as operators to apply to the 10 digits of 0 to 9, while the 7 digits for the system that Mary Baker Eddy delivered to us, as she states on, I think it's page 143 or 146, and she says, science is now reduced to a system. And she made that statement apparently about 1906 or maybe 1907. And that system obviously cannot be a physical system, for everything is really mental. Shakespeare indicates there is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. Mr. Rawson states that our thoughts are what we see. When they were working on breaking down the atom, they came to the final conclusion that the atom consisted of consciousness. It wasn't a piece of matter, for they could keep dividing it. Anything of substance, certainly you could not divide. It has to be whole all the time. Just like God, it cannot be changeable. Truth cannot change. Jesus could not possibly be God. Jesus, as a man, came from the womb of a woman. I mean, God couldn't have experienced that. God has to be something a lot more stable, in fact, totally stable, than something that is made up of so-called matter. And how about crucified? Could God be crucified? Could God ascend? Could God be murdered? Could God be carrying a cross up the hill? Could God have a crown of thorns on his head? Could God take 3 days to come to life? We have to be having our thought continuously in the venue of spirit. So thinking of substance as one of the very first key words of spirit, we have to realize that real substance has to be flawless. Not a single flaw. Has to be transparent. No secret society. Totally transparent. The truth is transparent. The truth can be seen and proven by anyone who seeks for it. principle has to be the same for everyone. Law, the same for everyone, because law is based on principle. If you're driving a vehicle down a road that has a speed limit, you may have two different classes. They used to post speed limits for trucks and a different one for cars, because cars were supposedly able to stop faster, and so they had a lower speed limit for trucks. But all the trucks were treated the same. In other words, whether or not there was a policeman there that was prepared to give you a warning or a ticket or arrest you and take you to jail for reckless driving or whatever, whether there was a policeman was there to enforce is unrelated to what the law really was. Now, of course, that's just a very simple example of a material law, but the point is it's not supposed to change. It's supposed to be for everyone for which that law is supposed to be applicable. One of the terms for spirit is ability. So in other words, spiritual nature has no limit, because it's not dependent upon matter. Appear is another one. I've already mentioned that. It's transparent. Baptism means to bring forth. Birth. Bring it forth. In other words, we have to let the revelation be accepted. Spirit blesses. It blesses because we are giving up the sense of matter. Dedication. It doesn't change. It's constant. Good. Spirit is good. The opposite of good is bad or evil. There certainly cannot be any evil in good. There can't be anything ungodlike in godlikeness. Spirit is illumination. It is like moving from a view of matter to spirit. We have an enlightened thought. We are illuminated. We cannot see through something that is opaque. Matter is opaque. One way they grade diamonds are its purity, its flawlessness, its transparency. If there's a black speck when you look at it through a microscope, then it is not flawless. It has a flaw. The professor that hung a white sheet with a little black spot in the middle up for the audience of students to comment on, they saw the white sheet, and then all of a sudden one of the students noticed the black dot. Then they all realized that that was what they wanted to be seeing, and they were sure that was the message that the professor was trying to teach them. But he pointed out to them that that is the problem. Most people focus on that little black dot. Mary Baker Eddy teaches us that we need to be focusing on the clean, white, pure sheet. In other words, that's what we need to be focusing on, and if we do that, we will be able to heal the black dot. In other words, the infinite nature of God is so vast that the black dot will disappear, it will dissolve, it will be healed automatically as we focus on the truth of the big picture. Mr. Winslow has an article that says the bicycle and the brick. He said if you're riding a bicycle and there's a brick in the road, if you focus on that brick, you'll run right into it. With a bicycle, that's not a very good idea. In fact, with anything, even a truck, it might damage the tire. Certainly a car, a motorcycle. Gratitude is another term for spirit. So why would we be grateful? Because we've elevated from a material viewpoint to a spiritual. We're seeing more of God and less of the suggestions of matter. Refers to nature as spirit. Well, that's an easy one to see. A lot of people go to the woods to walk through the woods and be with what they call nature. They feel closer to the presence of God. They feel closer to a harmony. Positive is a word for spirit. Well, again, it's very easy to see how that's connected. Purity. We've talked about flawlessness. Reflection. If something is flawless, it will reflect. The Indians referred to a beautiful lake that was reflecting the surroundings as the smile of the Great Spirit. It apparently was reflecting perfectly the surroundings. The water was apparently totally calm. Beautiful sun shining, apparently. Beautiful trees and landscape all around. The smile of the Great Spirit. Spirit separates. Well, in Genesis, it talks about the firmament. Separating above and below the firmament. We're separating because we are seeing that matter is the tares and we want the wheat. So the tares become more and more obvious to us as our thought is more and more pure. Strength. Matter can't compete with spirit for strength because matter has flaws. I believe Mary Baker Eddy refers to infinite progression is concrete being, because concrete is a symbol, I believe, for unity. There are certain ingredients that are needed for it to be the best concrete. And if any of them are missing, then you've got something lacking. In fact, it may not even become concrete at all. Certainly, if you had no water, it wouldn't. Missing any element that should be in there won't be complete. Worship is a word Mary Baker Eddy uses for spirit. We certainly don't want to be worshiping matter. If we worship matter, we're in real trouble. It'll be like building a sandcastle on the beach. Might last until the first wave comes along. Could spend all day building this very artistic sandcastle. Children love to mess with that kind of thing. And then one wave can come along and wipe it clean. Some of the terms for the opposites of what the term spirit represents are as follows. One is absorption. Well, that's easy to see, because if spirit is flawless, transparent, it's going to reflect. And obviously, if it's not, it's going to absorb. The opposite of reflection is absorption. How about animal? Animal nature, instead of being attracted from a spiritual viewpoint, one might be attracted from an animalistic viewpoint, letting mortal mind totally guide one. You know, physical urge or any kind of a mesmeric belief, hypnotism, any of those terms that Mary Baker Eddy uses, necromancy. So the animal nature is certainly not a spiritual nature. If we're going to be attracted to something, we should be attracted to the spiritual qualities that they represent, or that that individual represents. Then there can be a real connection. Chaos? Well, that goes with the opposite of principle. So we're not following principle if we're following something that is unbalanced. So we're looking at something that is material-based instead of spiritual. So chaos is a opposite for the term spirit. Chemicalization. That's, again, an imbalance. It is chemicals reacting against each other and causing disruption. Compromise. See, compromise is not a spiritual solution. Compromise is trying to make a square peg fit in a round hole. trying to make something the wrong size do in a bind instead of finding the right solution with the wrong design. Imagine using that in a building. We'd have real trouble, especially if it was a tall building. Disorder. Well, spirit really represents order. Dualism. We have to be pure in our thinking. We can't be thinking of mortal mind and divine mind at the same time. We have to recognize that mortal mind is not flawless. And then it's obvious that we want to be focusing on divine mind. Well, that's the spiritual nature of analyzing mind. The terms for God interconnect. In fact, we have 7 treatments that deal with that exact same thing about the network of the 7. Electricity is the opposite of spirit. Mary Baker Eddy indicates that even though electricity is not opaque and that it is the most ethereal it still is not spirit. It still is not mind. It is not flawless. In fact, it's very deceptive. It tries to fake power. It tries to fake infinite. It tries to indicate that it has the same strength over a long distance. And of course, that all depends on whether or not it's insulated, or rather isolated, from all outside interference. Certainly a short circuit can bring it to a halt. And that's what we want to do. We want to short circuit the thought that electricity can have power. This 5G that is being used for transmitting signals, very dangerous. Very dangerous. It is like the most ethereal of the ethereal so far. We don't want to be tricked thinking, oh, well, it's going to be more convenient to do this or that or do it faster or whatever. We want to stick with spirit, not with a fake. We want to stick with mind, not mortal mind, as our source of power, performance. Power being a measurement of performance. We want to think about God being the transmitter. Like Mr. Winslow says, think about being in a room. You have a radio and you have a telephone. The telephone rings all the time with suggestions, and it wants you to pick it up, let the salesman have the foot in the door, and try to control your entire existence. And you've got a radio. The radio only broadcasts the truth. Whereas the telephone is a tool for arguing, duplex. Both people can talk at the same time. So you can have a suggestion of some evil, and then you can argue with it, try to fight it or whatever. But you're listening to it. You're letting it in the door. You're picking up the phone. Don't pick up the phone. Only listen to the radio that is broadcasting one way. Tell the suggestion that it is unreal and you're going to have nothing to do with it, period. And then go on to focus on what the radio is telling you. So the whole idea is to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So we need to do an in-depth study, a very in-depth study, of the 50 terms and the 22 that are the opposites that are used by Mary Baker Eddy to enlighten us on what spirit is all about. And we have to realize that every one of the terms for spirit links into and connects with the other six synonymous terms. And we have other treatments that give you very specific details on that. And that one about the network on spirit, and we have seven of them, one on each of the seven terms that are called the network. I would highly recommend you listen to any of those that are of interest. And then I believe you'll have a more clear understanding on how the various seven terms of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love, how they work together when utilizing the operators of the Word, Christ, Christianity, and science. Very briefly, the Word being the facts about God, Christ being the translation, so we translate whatever it is that we see, feel, hear, taste, or smell from the material to the spiritual, and demonstration, which is utilizing the facts and the translation to bring about proving that spirit is superior and matter is nothing, which of course results in healing. But our focus needs to be on getting a better understanding and proving the principle, then the healing comes automatically. And then science, which is being it. In other words, we have been successful in living the Christ consciousness, proving it, and eradicating evil. So the study of the individual terms and the four operators are very, very critical in advancing in our demonstration of infinite progression. Amen.